One of the symbols in life that we seem to prize very highly is to have friends. Now, we think that to have friends is a wonderful thing, and so we look forward to having friends. We look forward to going to parties. We look forward to going visiting with them or having them come visiting with us. We look forward to being able to write them a letter and have them respond and talk to them on the phone and have them understand us and go along with our joy and our sorrow. But the real symbol of friendship is that that other person exists without any tie on ourselves, and we exist as a friend to others without any tie. The symbol of friendship is a very misunderstood symbol oftentimes, because you say, a friend doesn't judge. A friend doesn't say you should do this or that. A friend doesn't look at you and say you're good or you're bad. Well, no, a friend doesn't do that. But only a friend who is a real friend doesn't do that. A real friend is themselves a very remarkable person. And they look out upon their world and they see remarkable people. And they gather unto them remarkable people. They have as their friends people who are like themselves, who have values, who love, who learn, who enjoy, who delight, and who are looking for the positive aspects of life. Now you say, well, some people have friends that are their drinking buddies and their party buddies and their buddies for getting into all sorts of mischief. Well, that's okay. If that's the type of person you are, then that's the type of person you will have as a friend. You'll have as a friend in your life a person who is pretty much a reflection exactly of who you are. Now, pretty much and exactly are an interesting combination, aren't they? But you have people in your life who are a reflection of just what you are. Yes. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, what happens when you have a reflection in your life that's not what you are? Say, for instance, you have a reflection of a person in your life who is just super genius, super wonderful, super fantastic, and you say, wow, I just feel humble in their presence. Well, perhaps you should look at yourself. Perhaps you should look at your own inner being, and as you look at your own inner being, you'll find that the very thing you admire in your friend is what you have in yourself. The very thing that you think is so wonderful in your friend is a natural thing to you that you have not been aware of and you have not taken cognizance of and you have not taken credit for. That oftentimes happens, far more often than we realize. Because we go around the world admiring the genius of other people and often failing to admire our own genius. Now, true, to be admiring of our own genius all the time can be a pain in the neck a lot of times, but really, what does that mean? What does it mean when we admire our own reality? It means that we respect who we are. So, if you have people in your life, if you have people in your world who are wonderful and beautiful and good, that just means that you are wonderful and beautiful and good. And if any moment you ever stray from that concept of yourself, you find yourself unhappy with yourself. So you see, the friend that is a symbol, and the symbol of who you are, is something that we might take great cognizance of, because if we realize that they are a symbol, a recognition, a mirror of who we are, then if it's good, hang in there. If it's something that we do not respect, then we change it in ourselves. You see, we will always have friends around us, people around us, who are a reflection of ourselves. And if our friends around us are a reflection of something that we do not respect, then we just put another cause in motion of who we are and act differently, and lo and behold, we'll be surrounded by very wonderful friends who are just like that new concept of ourselves, which is what has always been deep within us. So as we look at that symbol, the symbol of friends, we see a good idea for us to think about. We see a good idea for us to place in our consciousness as something really quite wonderful and important. Is this important to you? Is it important to me to have good symbols in my life? Oh my, yes. Do I look at life and say, hey, I choose to have quality. I choose to have quality friends. I choose to have quality clothing. I choose to have quality surroundings. I choose to have quality equipment that I work with. Rather than working with a piece of shoddy equipment, I will save up to buy the best, and then I will give my best talent to the best tool and produce the best things that I want to produce with those tools. If we allow ourselves to have poor tools in our life, if we allow ourselves to have poor clothing in our life, if we allow ourselves to have poor imagery of ourselves in our life, well, that's just who we are. That's just who we are. All of the world about us is a symbol of what we believe about ourselves. And what is that symbol that I believe about myself? Well, I believe that I'm a wonderful guy. I believe that I'm honest and joyful and happy. I believe that I'm surrounded by wonderful beings, and look at what's around me. I've got some of the most beautiful beings on the face of the earth around me. I'm surrounded by a staff of people who are the most gentle, kind, loving, sincere people you could ever want to know. I have Ellen. She is running the organization in the most gentle, magnificent, definite, sincere, capable way that anyone could ever do it. She makes everyone who is here at the organization, who is on our organization staff, feel that they are glorious, that they're wonderful, that they're fantastic. Every day she finds good things to refer to in each person and makes them feel alive and dynamic. And that's the kind of person that I am, so that's the kind of person I create around me. How about that? Okay, then we have Sylvia. Sylvia is that magical lady who is working on our gist and bringing our gist to life. Oh, yes, it's my baby, but she handles my baby very well. And she puts her heart into it, just as though it's her baby. And then, of course, it is her baby. She gives it her love, her attention. Everything is to be perfect about it. Everything is to be ideally magnificent about it. And as she does this, that baby goes out into the world and shares and spreads all the love that we are. She puts her attention on little details around the campus grounds. She puts her attention on the monastery buildings. And she's always looking to have everything in divine order. And so it is. You go into her office and you see an orderly office. You go into her room and you see an orderly room. You go into any part of her life and you see the reflection of a beautiful, orderly person, a person who is a monument to peace and harmony, goodness and love. You see, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And then our glorious Ingeborg. She just had her 80th birthday. Can you imagine that? And still, she's a young spring chicken. She has her work in many areas of the campus here. Primary is her work in the mailroom, handling all of the ingoing, outgoing. She handles all the records. She keeps a record of who's putting in their lessons and who's doing what books are sent. She's on top of it. She has a mind like a steel trap. She remembers everything and is fully in charge and fully on top of whatever it is that she does. Amazing lady. Just an amazing lady. She goes around with a heart filled with love, and everyone she looks at feels lifted up by being in her presence. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And this is all because this is how she has chosen to live her life here in the monastery. And she's a fabulous lady. She cares. She cares. Oh, sometimes she gets a little gruff, but she cares. And in that caring, she has a deep concern about doing everything as perfect as it can be done. Now, we have a new novitiate monk here in the monastery, and that's Bradley. And Bradley's been with us for a couple of weeks now, and most amazing man. He is a gentle, loving, caring, sensitive person who is doing his lessons every day, who is doing his work as a student beautifully. His consciousness is of the highest report, and he has fallen in love with the campus as a place for him to share his genius, share his magic of being an overall person who can do just about anything. And he does it perfectly and beautifully and well. Now, how long will Ellen stay in my world? Well, as far as I'm concerned, forever. How long will Ellen stay in my life? As long as I have the attitude of peace and love and harmony and joy, and then that's what she is, and so that's where she stays. How long will Sylvia remain in my world? Again, forever. A symbol of love and joy and peace and harmony, right action. All that's good. How long will Ingeborg stay in my world? She's only begun. She'll be in my world as long as she chooses to be that beautiful expression of all that is pure and good and wonderful. How long will Bradley stay in my world? As long as he chooses. As long as he is a happy person, fulfilling himself in every glorious way. How long will I stay in my world? What do you mean, how long will you stay in your world? Well, how long will I stay in my world? I will stay in my world, this world that I'm having right now, as long as it is the highest and best for me to enjoy. As long as it is the highest and best for me to express my own inner self. You see, we keep the symbols about us of who we are so long as they're beneficial to us. And when the symbols cease to be beneficial, they just sort of fade away. But when you have symbols of idealism, you have symbols of values and symbols of things that are eternal, when you live with a symbol, if you will, of principle, then it'll be with you forever. For wherever your heart is, there is your reality. There is where you will always be. Now, where do you want to be? What do you want to do? How do you want to live your life? You want to live your life as a happy, wonderful, joyous being. And as you live your life as a happy, wonderful, joyous being, all things will work out in divine right order for you. Enjoy that. Because that's who you really are and who you will always be. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.